Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. Say the least, there has been a lot going on. I'm really excited about where I'm at. It has required some pretty big courage and commitment to speaking my truth. But there's changes happening around here, and I thought I would use this podcast episode to highlight a few things that are going on for me right now, and also hopefully it awakens some things within you, I guess. So firstly, I want to start by letting you guys know, you'll be the first to know actually, because we haven't even announced it yet in the Keeping Good Company group, but Lisa and I have decided to hang our headphones up for that podcast. Now, I don't know if you've listened to Keeping Good Company. It's been something that I've been producing with Lisa for, we've reached 60 episodes, so over a year. And it's been really fun. It has been a really fun journey. But right now, Lisa and I are in very different places. And we've also been running the mastermind for a couple of years together. And it was time for us to really evaluate what we wanted as individuals. So next Monday, there will be an episode coming out, which was really quite awkward and confronting to record, but we felt like we really needed to give this a voice. So we actually recorded, we'd had a bit of conversation beforehand, but then we decided to press record and talk through the decision that we made to hang our headphones up on that podcast. It's a really, really brutally honest episode. Lisa and I get very vulnerable. I think I cried. And it, for me, there was this part where I was really afraid of saying what I wanted. I think we both experienced this thing where it was difficult to voice our opinions because we really respect each other. We both have very different approaches to life and business. And we didn't want to make the other person feel shit. So we've kind of just continued on with something that, when we both got really honest, wasn't necessarily where and how we wanted to show up in the world. And sometimes, in order to keep good company, you have to make really hard business decisions. And the mastermind made sense. And it certainly, you know, fed my soul. I love working with those women in that capacity. But there's no reason I can't do something similar on my own. So right now I'm exploring my own version of a mastermind. It's not going to be the traditional, it's not really traditional, because for me the traditional version of a mastermind doesn't actually include any coaching. But, you know, that kind of like thing that I do, I create safe space for you to come and explore the depths of you, a safe place for you to come and express those unmet needs and make change within. I guess the way that I'm doing that right now is through the retreats. There's two spots left on my March retreat. So if you are interested in coming on that, jump in. But I also want to do this on a more consistent level, not just a coming together for a weekend and busting through some shit, more extended, like the mastermind, over a certain period of time where we really dive deep into transformation. And I don't know that it's even transformation, more liberation, you know, liberating yourself, having a safe space as a leader in your space, having somewhere to come that feels safe for you to be you, you know, where you're not having to be who you are to your community. So that's kind of bubbling away. But even more excitedly, I'm just going to allow that to kind of do its thing. Like with this, so what I'm working on now is launching a new podcast, which I'm really excited about. And I thought I would talk a little bit about my creative process when it comes to this stuff, right? Because this is the way things work for me. And I think knowing your creative process and having awareness around it is, it's a big part of what we do in my retreat work is, you know, that being the observer, the way you show up, having awareness of the judgments that you're placing on yourself and others. And in that, you get some awareness around what your creative process is so that when you fall into those more shadow aspects of your creative process, so for example, for me, my creative process is, you know, I have little things start to float in. So I have these little ideas, they're kind of floating around me. I'm not really, I used to get really attached like to figuring out how all those pieces came together, but now I just kind of let them simmer there and wait for the next step. And the next step is a name drops in and then everything kind of comes together and I act. And then I reach this point of, so I've committed, I've started the wheels in motion, and then I hit up against my own self-doubt. Who am I? How can I do this? You know, all that usual shit that comes up. And then I give that voice. Now, sometimes I used to allow it to stop me, but now I give it a voice. And then I can move through to the next stage, which is that creation where I get all the in the flow, you know, and obviously it kind of circles around like that. So having awareness of the way that I create things really helps me not lose myself in the when I hit up against those areas, you know. So I know now the idea will float around and it will land. So I don't need to go searching for the answers. I don't need to tie it all up in a neat bow. When it's ready, it will land. So that changes that first aspect of, you know, of that creative process from a fear-based one to trust, you know? And then I go through, like I said, the commitment. So committed, making it happen, and then self-doubt. Self-doubt, how am I going to make this happen? Is it going to take too much of me? Is this even possible for me? Who's going to want to hear this? Why am I even doing this? All that kind of jazz comes up, and then I move back into the creation. And that's how this next project of mine has landed. It's how my retreats land. It's how everything lands. So this next iteration is, or my next project is called Make Some Noise. It is a podcast and potentially a book down the track, but right now it's a podcast and it's focused on this idea that I've noticed through my own journey of depression and anxiety and, you know, my mental health challenges. Of the connection between suppression, so this can be emotional suppression, but also I've realized more recently creative suppression. So suppressing, you know, or suppressing the truth of who you are. So suppressing emotionally, that's where my journey into depression began and where I started to unfold things was really in that I realized I had been suppressing my emotions until they were at the back of my throat and I could feel it bubbling. Anytime somebody said hello to me, it was like this pressure valve would just, you know, it was like a pressure cooker. I knew it was going to explode. And like my throat gets tight just thinking about it. And I would feel like I just wanted to cry. You know, if anyone said, how are you? It was like there, I had suppressed my emotions, so squashed them down so tightly that they were sitting at the back of my throat always. And then it was like expressing those. So the suppression led to the depression, and depression for me is depressing all that suppression. So The depressing happens through expression, and that can be through, for me, it was definitely through talking. So I did talk therapy. I used to run on the beach with a video camera and film myself. And now these days, it's also been about the expression of my creative self, the expression of who I really am, speaking my truth. You know, all that stuff is kind of all melded together. And this is what I want to explore in this new podcast called Make Some Noise. So this is all about the links between suppression, depression, and expression, creativity, sound, music, art, and anything that allows us to express ourselves as a form of recovery and maintenance for our mental health, our mental well-being. And there's been part of me that's hit up against this doubt, because now that I've committed, I've got the first half a dozen interviews locked in, I've recorded the intro episode, the artwork is kind of happening. This podcast will be launched in the next couple few weeks. I'd said month, but it's starting to, like, I can see that I can do it much quicker than that. I want to point that out too, right? Because a lot of people say to me, how much time do I need to start this podcast? Is working, because I do like one-on-one for a month in Radcasters. And people say, is a month long enough? And I say, fuck yes. Like, a month is too long. You know, I can definitely get this show happening in, I could get it happening next week if I wanted to. So I just want to point out that, yes, it is possible. These projects like a podcast do not have to be this thing that takes forever and ever and ever. We just need to have clarity, or not, we don't even need to have clarity. Sometimes I never had clarity with Carlosophies. It's just been an unfolding, you know, and finding my voice through speaking. So I hit up against my self-doubt this morning when I pitched Osha Gunsberg, which was like, oh God, I'm freaking out now, to be on his show, but also to have him come on Make Some Noise. I had locked down half a dozen podcast interviews. I recorded I hadn't recorded the intro, and I started to backflip. I started to think, this could be really triggering for people. It might not be a popular opinion. There's, you know, I don't want to be someone who is seen as opposing medical intervention when it comes to mental illness, because I'm definitely not opposed to it. So instead of allowing myself to get wrapped up in all the, oh God, who am I? Have I even been depressed enough to warrant doing this show? Like, these are the thoughts that go through my head. The way that I work through it is I come back to expression. So I hit record and I recorded the intro episode, which helped me gain clarity around what I'm actually going to say in this thing, why I'm doing it. So my throat's all croaky because I know that I'm going through this new phase of finding my voice again. Anyway, that is where I'm at, and that is what is going on with me. You can tell there's a lot happening, because on top of that, I'm also working with quite a few one-on-one clients in podcasting, but also in life mentoring. My voiceover agency is still going. You know, I've got the retreat happening in March, which is almost sold out, and there'll definitely be more of those. I have just created space by saying, let's hang up the headphones on Keeping Good Company. But then I've picked them up again for Make Some Noise. So there's a lot of really good stuff going on for me right now. I'm in a really good place emotionally, spiritually, and I'm really excited about what's coming. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Please, if you're not already, join Show Up Speak Up. And if you want to be the sixth and seventh person coming to get your freak on in Lennox Head to March 2019, get in touch and let's fucking make it happen. Let's get your freak on. All right, peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook, or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.